There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, be careful when you sprout those seeds. You might have to plant them.
I know. We're all into gardening now, and I've been thrilled to get back into it. It's been years since I was back in my Georgia days, and finally have got that sprouting seeds, and it's like they're so prolific. Super Don, I can't dig up enough dirt to plant fast enough. That's what I'm struggling to keep up with right now.
Well, I'm just impressed, because at the beginning of the show, you said you'd gotten the dirt from under your fingernails, and I know that your mom had to have taught you not to be on the radio with dirty fingernails, right?
No, she never mentioned that. She never once mentioned that. Should I call her and tell her?
Yeah, well, I think we should get her opinion on it anyway.
Right. She'll be happy to give it. I promise. You could give it to you in Hebrew if you want.
I won't understand it, but that would be kind of cool.
Right. You'll have to make some sounds. It'll be all right. We've done some good language stuff today, Super Don, I have to say.
We have. Speaking of language, do you know how to speak Latin?
Well, actually, there's an interesting story behind that, and I'll get to your story, too. When I was in high school, I wanted to take Latin because, I always knew that I'd grow up to be a doctor. I just didn't know what kind, because the only kind I knew were the bad ones. Not that I wanted to grow up to be a bad doctor, but I didn't know they were bad at the time. That's beside the point. But they refused me taking Latin. They said, no, you can't take Latin. It's a dead language. I was like, no. And then I ended up in homeopathy. And all we do is Latin.
That's so, right. Now you are a full-time Harry Potter. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So where's your Latin story?
I don't really have a story. It's just I've always been intrigued by it.
Right.
And it's, you know, I want to learn to speak Italian because I have heritage, you know, ancestry that is Italian.
You and Paul Barrichello, you got to plan a trip, you know,
I'm sure he can teach. What, Barrichello can know, does he know Italian?
No, he doesn't, not at all.
Oh. Okay.
I've got friends that do, and I can hook you up if you need.
I would love to learn Italian, and Latin has always intrigued me, and I think even the fact that it is a, quote, dead language makes it even that much more intriguing to learn.
Right.
I mean, who would not want to learn a dead language, a language that is supposedly, you know, not spoken.
Super dumb.
That makes it even more cool to me.
Are you trying to get us in trouble? You know what? Next, we're going to have congressional hearings. Dick Durbin is going to call on congressional hearings. Who killed Latin? Probably a dietary supplement.
Be on the next Art Bell program, probably, right?
Who killed Latin?
Needed Latin.
Right. No, actually, dietary supplements, because Dick Durbin thinks dietary supplements do great evil to this world. And drugs? No, don't even think about it. Alliance for Natural Health got another great story here as we open up the second hour. Go to robertscottbell.com so you can click through, link through on all those things. Also, upcoming homeoprophylaxis seminar in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'll be keynoting one of those evenings, probably the first evening. And I look forward to seeing all y'all Texans and anybody else from around the world coming into Texas. Super Don, maybe you can make the trip. Find out how far it is from Austin to Dallas.
You know what? I will not show up if you refer to me as all y'all.
I'm telling you. It hasn't happened yet. You Texans got to work harder to turn Super Don into Super Southern Don. I'm telling.
I can't do all y'all. I just can't.
All you guys? What are you going to say? Sorry. All you guys, come on down to Texas? What are we going to say?
Am I like an East Coast mobster now?
Well, what do they say in California and Oregon? I don't know.
We'd like to invite all of the Utes to come to...
Yes, we love the Utes. Oh, my gosh. Well, somehow we'll figure out how to speak with Super Don, who's confused about where he is.
That's right. If you ask me in Latin, I'll go. Mm.
Well, the problem with Dick Durbin, what does Jerry Doyle say about Dick Durbin when he introduces him? What does he say?
He refers to him as Dick, appropriately named Durbin.
Right? And we used to call him the Turban Durbin sometimes, too. But, yes, he's an absolute Richard, no doubt. No offense to anybody except for Richard Pearl.
Richard Mack, right?
Right. And we do have a lot of listeners of Richard Pearl that come on to this show and go vice versa. I they have to slum with Richard on Saturdays to pick it up. Oh, man, I am
a fan of Keith Richards as well. So
Keith Richards as well.
No
offense to anybody. Of course, we don't offend anybody. Wait till the bottom of the hour, then we'll offend somebody. A trade journal reports that some in the supplement industry are apparently considering supporting a Dick Durbin-style proposal for a supplement pre-market notification system. It was reportedly discussed at a recent trade meeting. So the dietary supplement manufacturers have gotten bigger and bigger. The situation is the sales have gone up and up, and some of them have been gobbled up by some pharmaceutical companies. And they're so big, they're like, hey, what's the big deal? We're so big, we can deal with it, right? Go ahead, Dick, you can have your thing. You can get pre-market notification of supplements.
Now, this is nothing new. He's been pushing this sort of idea for years, and we've covered it.
Yeah.
And we for those of you who don't know what it is he's referring to, what it is he's been working on for so many years, we actually have an audio clip of him from back in 2013 where he was on the floor, Congress, and making a plea, which, on its own merit, on face value, does not sound that big of a deal, but if you want to hear what he had to say back in 2013, this is what it was that he was pushing for then that he's still pushing for now.
So here's what it comes down to. I have a simple amendment that I'm going to offer, and this amendment will come up, I hope, on the Food and Drug Administration bill, and here's what it says. Every dietary supplement manufacturer who wants to sell their product in America has to register with the FDA. They have to tell the FDA the name of the product, the ingredients in the product, and a copy of the label. That's it.
Right.
No requirement for testing, just so we know what's out there.
Right.
And let me add, dietary supplements are coming in from all over the world into the United States. You walk into that vitamin store, nutrition store, you think everything in there has been tested? No. Virtually nothing's been tested. Do you still have a right to buy it? Yes. And I will fight and defend your right to buy it. But I also think we have a responsibility, too. If people get sick and die because of a dietary supplement, we ought to do something about it. I think people across America expect us to.
Don't just do something. Sit there, you Dick Durbin. He's such a liar on this subject. I mean, he's literally salivating and waiting for the time where you really believe what he's telling you. Oh, we're just wanting to be notified just in case. The thing is, people aren't really dying from supplements. If there were, there would be congressional hearings. It's not happening. Just like, people aren't dying from measles anymore. Even the measles death they like to claim happened by measles wasn't from the measles in reality. But Dick Durbin's just telling you, all we want to do is we just want to know what it is, right? But that isn't the whole story. It isn't the whole story at all because it leads to pre-market approval. It leads to listing of ingredients that maybe, could be, possibly be harmful when you ingest gallons of it instead of a drop like directed on the label. And they don't differentiate between that. And let's face it, Dick Durbin, if you really cared about the American people and people being harmed by substances the government regulates, which includes dietary supplements, you would ban the FDA. You would tell the FDA to take a hike because the drugs that they're approving and have approved and are allowing to stay on the market are killing upwards of 784,000 Americans each year. And if it were only 106,000, that's still 106,000 too many, if Dick Durbin has any level of sincerity in his plea for trying to protect the public, which I think he is, let me just say, to be kind, misguided and dunderheaded on this issue completely. Because people are not dying from supplements taken as directed. They are dying from drugs taken as directed.
We're not just picking on Dick Durbin just because we don't like his hairstyle or something. I mean, he has a history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that we always like to, you know, point out that is probably one of the more recent ones was the ban on ephedra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was what he considers that one of his accomplishments was the ban on ephedra. And what was the deal with ephedra?
Well, they claimed it was so deadly and was killing lots of people. And the RAND report, the government's own RAND report, could identify maybe one person. It was certainly less than five.
Yes. And in other words, more people died from falling out of bed that year than died from ephedra.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Exactly. And, of course, what have they allowed on the market? Pseudoephedrine, which is the pharmaceutical version, like in different allergy cold medications. And those are the things that were taken and converted into what? Crystal meth.
How about they allowed what was it we were talking about in hour one? Xanjans?
Yeah, that new drug for RA. Zeljans.
Zeljans, yeah. Zeljans. We'll allow that on the market. Yeah. That would tear holes in your stomach.
Hey, how do you like cancer? That? Does the government know what's in it? Maybe. Do they approve it? Sure. What does it do? It can give you TB, fatal infections, cancer. It can tear your stomach or your GI tract. It can give you low blood counts, white and red blood cells. It can damage and destroy your liver, give you fungus, hepatitis B and C. Basically,
raise your blood pressure, raise your
Find a dietary supplement that can do that, Dick Durbin. Find it. Go ahead.
Hey, wait a minute. You put a pause there between Dick and Durbin. I heard.
I was just thinking about what Jerry says. Appropriately named, is that what he said?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Duck Durbin. Maybe Duck Durbin.
It's the same thing that they did with Jim Carrey. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See how we play the game? Turnabout, fair play.
Dumb and Dumber, two.
Two, right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a
waste of 2 hours, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
T-O-O right. or T-O? I'm not so sure. Yeah. Let's see, what else we got today? 866-939-BELL if you don't get through while we're live on the air. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, by the way. Those of you listening on radio, you're missing five additional days. Perhaps, maybe, but you can still get it on radio if you'd like to. GCN or Syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com, heard around the world on UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, also podcasts after the fact. So lots of ways, and I know we're behind for some of you that go to Natural News to catch up on audio. They'll be flooding in starting tomorrow. I have it on good authority. So you'll be caught up if you're a little behind on the weekday show, particularly. You'll always get it really quickly here at GCN. They have them up almost immediately, which is cool. All right. Also, watch the Global Quest for the Cures. I have a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Links to all of our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Did I say wink or week? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. Do we have any Monty Python audio? I'm locking some Monty Python audio. Maybe we'll see about
Fun. We will when we come back from the break.
We'll see what we can do. What are the doing? Promoting gay marriage and what else?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Actually, I take it back. There was one little scene in that Dumb and Dumber 2 Super Don that actually was pretty funny, where they go out.
You only give it one scene that was funny?
One scene that was funny, yeah, pretty much. They were at the, I think, a funeral home or something. Kathleen Turner was the funeral director at this place. And Jim Carrey's character goes in and grabs something to drink and comes back with two glasses of blue liquid. And they're starting to drink it. And she's like, whoa, 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 where'd you get that? And he says, from the slurvy machine in the back. She says, that's embalming fluid.
Oh, God.
Right? And that wasn't even the funny part. Jim Carrey looks at it and looks at her and says, well, does it have aspartame in it? And she said, no. He says, well, okay. And they start continue drinking it. So that was worth it. That was a cute little scene in that regard. And Jim Carrey, as you know, we're big fans of his, and his intellectual integrity on the issue of vaccines and freedom to say no to medical interventions as such. And we'll get to that and the Frenchies out there as well. Do we have any other audio clips from one of his characters by chance?
We do, actually. One of my favorite movies by Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I think it's just because it just encompassed his this crazy inability to be able to do outrageous voices and actions and movements and facial things,
right,
was The Mask.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could have a good sound effect for this then. All right, because this story I want to cover will fit in with this sound effect, I believe. The silent killer in your kitchen cabinet. Right now I'm thinking, could it be aspartame? Well, people don't usually have extra aspartame. There was a time where they'd sell it in powdered form and people would add it to stuff. But it's rat poison, basically. So if you have it at home, you want to use it to kill rats, that's your thing. But they say in this article, it's worse for your health than alcohol. Whatever the silent killer in your kitchen cabinet is, it's worse than nicotine and many drugs. And they're called spices. Spices. Wait a second. That makes no sense. Aren't spices like oregano, or for our friends across the pond, oregano?
You know what? I mean, they're herbs, right?
Right. I mean, they're supposed to be great, right? Good medicine, turmeric, all kinds of good stuff. Well, it turns out, unless they're organic, really regulated, so you know that they're clean, they're sterilizing these spices with toxic chemicals and radiation?
That's us! Spicy meatball!
Yeah, there's your Jim Carrey moment. That fit, didn't it? Didn't that fit? That's a radiation. Spicy meatball. They're radiating your spices. That, and even the mask wouldn't like that. Spice contamination occurs, according to this article, during processing, storage, distribution, and sale. Spices can be contaminated with insect parts, rodent hair, and feces.
Sounds now, that would be a spicy meatball.
That would be a spicy meatball.
Right there,
it sounds like something the vacation family bathed in.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the bug parts and the rodent hair and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We covered this a while back. And
right.
For those of you who don't remember, the FDA actually has what they call an acceptable amount
mm-hmm.
of bug parts.
Right.
In food for their respect. So there's like, you know, it's okay if you've got maybe like 10% of your product is
bug parts.
Bug legs and heads and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And if they're GMO, you still don't have to label them. Right?
It's not an ingredient. Yeah.
They sterilize their spices with toxic chemicals such as ethylene oxide, right? When to kill a rodent, that'll do. Chromosomal damage leading to cancer. This is nasty. So you think you're getting good stuff from spices. And a number of them will be spiked with monosodium glutamate, MSG, another endocrine disruptor and killer of brain cells. Great stuff. Artificial colors added, sometimes GMO soy and corn derivatives added, flavors, preservatives. I mean, if there ever was an argument, go organic on the spice rack, please do. You know, when you look at all of these mainstream, and there's so many big-name spices that people just normally have because they've had them since generations. And generations ago, those spice companies may have still existed, but they didn't do the same garbage they do today. So people think, oh, my grandma used to use it, I'm going to use it, but it's not the same. So you really got to take a look. And in fact, yesterday I had some oregano from the garden, put it right on.
Did you say oregano?
That's the British way of saying it, by the way.
Oregano?
Oregano, yeah. Don't let oregano.
They also say aluminium.
Aluminium.
I can't even say it. Aluminium.
No more oregano, Mr. UK Roboto.
Aluminium.
All right, when we come back, we're going to visit our French friends. The Frenchies have a slot on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up. I like what they're doing in France.
Wait a minute. Aluminium.
There you go. Well,
yay!
You ready, Frenchies? This next segment, at least part of it, is for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if this next segment flops, I blame Super Don. Don, it's not going to flop. Don't worry. I'm just wondering why you selected, because you do a lot of work behind the scenes, as I said, to put this show together. And some of the stories coming through, we know we're on the same page most every time. Sometimes you throw a story in there that you're going to think he's never going to cover. Sometimes I say no, or sometimes yes. This one, I was surprised you threw out there to cover. And this is from Natural News. The question, the headline reads, why do the same corporations that promote gay marriage also support baby chop shops that harvest organs for profit? What was it that stimulated your thought form here? Let's cover this today. Or was this one of those, I'm going to throw this at Robert and see if it sticks?
No, I don't do things for shock factor. I mean, really. I mean, sometimes I do for fun. But in general, I mean, what this is a topic that is on people's minds. I mean, it really is. It's controversial.
Yeah.
The Planned Parenthood thing is it's a big topic right now. A lot of people are concerned about it. And this, you know, Ethan Huff did a good job here. I think putting some perspective on here, whether you agree with it or not, I like to put stuff out there that at least shows, other people's perspectives. It makes you think. You know, you may not agree with this story at the end of it, but if nothing else, you get a better understanding of the other side, and it might open your mind a little bit.
Well, one thing I could say is this is another reason not to get your coffee at Starbucks. Don't get your coffee at Starbucks. Was it? Is it Neil Young? He was protesting against them because of the GMO issue as well. And so add not only the GMO issue, but their support of Planned Parenthood, right? Now, on one level, and Ethan opens the article about love. Isn't this all about love, right? We're supporting people's ability to say, I love you, I want to be with you, I want to marry you. I mean, it's like gay marriage, right? I could give a flip less. I just want a separation of marriage and state. That has been my perspective for many, many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you say, okay, so a lot of these corporations are going rah-rah gay marriage, right? Whether you agree with it or not, I think if you don't like gay marriage, it shouldn't be about banning it. It should be about kicking the government out of your marriage, too. That would be better, in my opinion. Okay? Tell me if I'm wrong. 866-939-BELL. Or robertscottbell.com and leave a comment. But the other side of this is, you know, companies like Starbucks are saying, well, we also support our women's right to choose, as they like to call it, basically to terminate a pregnancy. You know, very controversial subject matter. I don't know that we can solve it in one radio show. No one can. This thing still goes on and on and on. And, you know, this disconnect, though, or cognitive dissonance on this issue is like you're all for that, but how are you against a baby's right to have a life, to live, right? It's inconvenient, free. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I don't even like to talk about the issue because it just kind of turns your stomach in the mouth.
Let me ask you this. What would be the purest libertarian view on the topic?
Well, you know, some would argue that, it's libertarian to believe a woman's right to her body means she can terminate the pregnancy. But a real libertarian says, you know, you defend life. You defend life and that life of that baby. And so, you know, that's why there is a schism even in libertarian thought form, because they make
a
distinction.
Issue.
Yeah, they make a distinction.
It's a moral
between the
issue.
Two. Yeah.
It's really what it is, and it's based largely on a religious morality in a lot of ways, especially the way that it is attempted to be debated or enforced.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, it is. And I like to throw a monkey wrench in it for people when they try and confront me on it.
Yeah.
They'll ask me, are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? I say, I'm both.
Mm.
And they're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Oh, must be black and white. You can't be both. Well, yeah, I can. You know, my personal choice is not what I would turn around and try to enforce on somebody else. I might talk to them about it, counsel them about it, give them my point of view or my perspective, but ultimately it is the person's choice. And if there are consequences that come as a result of that, those consequences are on the person who makes the choice. It's not my job to input those consequences on somebody because of my morality or my perspective or feelings about it.
Well, the controversy grows because of the whole, what were those three videos released about the callousness with which they're just trading in body parts, in dead baby body parts, and you got companies like Starbucks, Microsoft, Nike, silent about this. You know, we talk about discrimination, right? Discrimination against gay marriage. How about discrimination against unborn babies by Planned Parenthood, right? These are tough issues for folks to consider. For some it's an easy, as you say, cut and dry, black and white perspective based on your beliefs about when life begins as well. I recognize, so I say, we can't solve it on the radio, but I will bring it up. There's a lot of cognitive dissonance or a disconnect between right and left hemispheres of the brain on this issue, being for one form of freedom and against another, right? For protecting the innocent, but violating the innocent at the same time. And when you start looking at it, if you're a computer, you start going on the fritz and exploding, if you will.
Here's a, you know, I think comparable analogy, and we've brought this up before, where, you know, if you're pro-life, great, you know, look, I will defend your right to feel that way and have that opinion. But how can you be pro-life and be pro-war?
Yeah, pro-dropping bombs on kids and children and unborn babies there. Exactly, and that's a cognitive dissonance as well on the religious rights part. And, you know, some have called them out on it. You know, it's kind of like I was just thinking of Kathy Bates again. What a great book, Healing God's Way, talking about, you know, all of the disconnect within the church, you know, on some of these issues, and particularly with food and medicine and drugs and vaccines. Speaking of which, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I mentioned earlier I saw Roseanne Lindsay. She's a naturopath, good friend of ours, and she has written about Nature of Healing, natureofhealing.org. She posted a link to the Home Economist, Healthy Home Economist, Sarah. She's written a lot of great stuff. She questions, why is France thumbing its nose at vaccines in a big way? This is very interesting. Because a lot of times we'll look down on France, right? They are cowards, they're this, they're that. And then remember, they didn't support certain invasions in the first Gulf War, and then suddenly everybody called French fries freedom fries.
Right? I was wondering if that's where you're going with that. Freedom fries. Yeah.
Symbolically, we can't mention the French. What about French as mustards, right? Can we use that, or we dump them out? French people are no fools. They're not. You know, as a culture, and I agree with Sarah what she's writing here, they seem to see through certain marketing ploys better than Americans. Right? And they caught on to certain things, like in 1992, when, you know, now suddenly we're turning our backs on McDonald's and fast food and moving to healthier foods, right? Back in 92, French citizens were protesting in the streets against McDonald's. They were dismantling McDonald's, helped by a group of farmers, local farmers in the south of France. And in France, they don't trust Monsanto. The country's banned the sales of herbicides containing deadly glyphosate at French nurseries and mandated the labeling of GMOs along with restrictions on their cultivation. I mean, come on, Americans, listen to me. Don't get too cocky about how great we are when you look at what we allow in our own country. That's what I'm just saying. Perspective in order here. The Frenchies have some things that they're doing right. And this one is huge. You're not going to see this on the mainstream news. You're not going to hear anybody reporting on this outside of the new media, in which we are a part. Our recent presentation by Michelle Rivasi of the European Ecology, members of the European Parliament, highlighted her nation's skepticism about vaccine safety, which, quote, as a general rule, is being questioned. Rivasi said this: between 2005 and 2010, the proportion of French people in favor or very in favor of vaccination dropped from 90% to 60%. This was a report in 2013, not from 90 to 60. You hear that? The percentage of French people between the age of 18 and 75 who are anti-vaccination increased from 8.5% in 2005 to nearly 40% in 2010. And listen to this. You think it's just those are just crazy Frenchies. What about the doctors? In 2005, 58% of doctors questioned the usefulness of vaccines administered to children, while 31% of doctors were expressing doubts about vaccine safety. Yeah, I know. This is crazy,
wow,
isn't it? What's happening with the French there?
The anti-vaxxers are all in France.
Wow. Right? So what we've had happen here is that, what's the guy, Offit? Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet?
Correct, yes.
Was asking the Frenchies. He was trying to engage in talking to a French guy about this. You know, and they responded to him. They didn't back down. They're not intimidated by these doctors who are profiting off of vaccines. And in this case, give a listen. We got a secret recording of what they said right back to Paul Offit when he was saying, you know, what is wrong with you people? How come you just don't accept vaccines like they do in America?
I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father snake of elderberry.
Oh.
I love the French in that regard. And your father smelt of elderberries.
Yeah.
You know the funny thing about elderberries? They can enhance immunity and target and take out the bad guys, too, better than vaccines can.
Yeah, but it wasn't the smell of the elderberries that does that.
No, perhaps not. Yeah, elderberries are pretty strong
people
smelling.
People say durian might be good for you, but it'll also make people evacuate an entire block in the city.
Come on, stop picking on durian. That's a Thailand thing. That's a durian thing. By the way, you know, with this kind of attitude against vaccines growing in France, you'd think that there'd be like more outbreaks in America where it's like 90-95%, right? They should all be, right? But it turns out they've got no more outbreaks in France than they do in the United States.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, none. What?
No, wait. But, excuse me.
Yeah.
Correlation is not causation.
Right. Okay. 95% of people are uptaking the vaccines in America, maybe closer to 50%, 60% in France, and you're telling me that doesn't impact on what they call herd immunity? Wow.
Correlation is not causation.
Right. I know the skeptics are having a conniption fit right now. Right? And it's not like that American doctors are totally in the dark either. 13% of pediatricians in the U.S. deviate from the recommended CDC schedule. That's over one out of every 10 doctors. It's still low, in my opinion, as far as where it should be and where it's going. One day we're going to look back on the vaccine industrial complex and see it for the evil that it perpetrated in the 20th and 21st century. And there's an interesting case of some heads of departments in major universities. Here's a quote from a woman who wanted not to be identified. She says, my son is one of those pediatrician's kids who's not, you know, really vaccinated or straying from the schedule. He's nearly five and never been vaccinated. His pediatrician parent is the department chair of pediatrics at a major university system. Why don't we vaccinate? The burden of proof is on them to show that it's safe, and they haven't. And believe me, we've been through every single piece of research. All right, take it upon yourself to do the homework, because if your doctor in America is still one of the 87% that are not questioning vaccinations, perhaps you should reconsider seeing a doctor with some modicum of intelligence who can read the studies and find out there are none regarding safety and efficacy. Double-blind, placebo-controlled, long-term, crossover, multi-center trials. They don't exist. But in France, the hand is used like a knife. No, that's Japan. All right, when we come back, we got a UK story.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you in enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, drank lots of Echo water to rehydrate. I was out in the two hottest days of the year so far. A lot of sunshine, not a lot of clouds. And we were out there gardening in it. I could feel it, but I feel good. Get stronger out there. I mean, you don't have to go to the gym to work out. You work out in your garden. Now I can go out and hit the bike as well. But enjoying the summer heat and humidity, Super Don is learning to love it too. Is that right, or am I saying too much for you on your behalf?
I'm learning to tolerate it more than
to tolerate. <Yeah. laughs> I'm telling you, do some stuff for your liver. Next time you run into Mike Adams in Austin, say, Mike, you got any herbs for my liver, please? That'll help. That'll help a lot. But in the meantime, sweat it out, my friend. Stay sweaty, as they say.
I don't have a choice.
You don't have
a
choice.
Not like I think I'll sweat. No, if I step outside, you know, it's time to run back in and take another shower.
Is that the beer commercial? Is that they say, stay sweaty, my friend. Stay sweaty.
Dos Equis, yes.
Dos Equis.
But it's not quite that? Stay sweaty, though.
They don't say sweaty.
Thirsty, which I
sweaty.
Am, too.
Yeah. Sweaty balls. Remember that one from Saturday Night Live? That was a hilarious
I do.
Hit. That was hilarious.
I do.
It was sort of like NPR radio.
I said sweaty balls.
Sweaty. I said sweaty. The guy's name was Sweaty, yes. And it was his famous whatever. All right, never
All
mind.
Right. So,
never.
You know, to what? End the show today, we have talked before about pets.
Yeah.
And you have mentioned that you are not really a dog person.
We're cat people. We are cat people.
You are cat people.
Remember Nastasia Kinski.
In the UK, apparently, they are cat. You love the people in the UK. We love our fans in the UK.
Right.
Apparently, they apparently agree with you as far as a love for cats. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. I know that they have like bloodhounds over there, and they do their fox hunts, I guess, with them. But this is apparently they're turning it about and going, we love our kitty cats too. Thousands have recently signed a petition asking government to make it illegal to run over a cat and not report it. What? No, is this like a sport in England, the UK? Our friends over the UK, do you just run over cats and not report it? What is that? 12,000 people. They don't want illegal. They want to make it illegal to do hit and runs on cats. I mean, this is horrible. They don't like cats. They're running over them. That's not good. That's not good.
I don't know that they're actually running over cats as if it's like, you know, hey, 50 points.
No.
No, but apparently they want to make it a situation where it would be considered the same as doing a hit and run, maybe like on anything like a person.
No, I understand. I understand. If you've ever lost, and this could be about dogs too, have you ever lost a cat or a dog to like that and nobody knows? You know, sometimes you never know, right? So I guess that what they're saying is that you got to be accountable. Let's say if this happens. I don't think there's criminal penalties involved. I think they're just saying, hey, listen, you've got to let the people know or somebody know if they're somehow registering their animals.
Listen, apparently they're starting to see more of these things where these cats are getting hit and, you know, they're on the roadside and stuff. And they make a very good point, and I have to agree with this, that cats are just as much a man's best friend as a dog. I mean, they really are.
Yes. Now, cats will treat you like dirt, but they still love you. They appreciate
That's
you when
true.
They want to
There's
on their
a bit
terms.
There's a difference in attitude with a cat. You know,
right.
I mean, a cat.
You can pet me now. You can feed me now. You can change my litter now.
Leave me alone now.
They're just like husbands and kids, cats, pretty much, right?
No. Now, that's interesting. You picked husbands. You didn't say wives.
No. You know, the wives, they do so much.
You know what? But your wife is listening too. So
that's true. I get. Yeah, gotta be careful.
Let's be honest now.
Oh my gosh! I got to get out in the garden, do some more honeybees.
I'm trying to get you in trouble.
You are. I've got so many pepper plants that I've got to plant. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning though.
What kind of peppers?
These are like red, orange, and yellow peppers. They're not the hot, spicy peppers. That's a spicy meatball peppers, right?
Nice.
Speaking of which, you know what? They're easy to grow here.
Plants a pepper too.
Well, yes, I will plant a pepper. In fact, I probably will plant some jalapenos. I'm not going to do the ghost peppers.
That's a spicy meatball!
Yeah,
told you about my ghost pepper story?
No, do we have time?
Oh, man.
No, we don't have time. You'd have to be so fast.
Listen, I'll just tell you. What happened was, ate the pepper, didn't realize it, spent the next 20 minutes in a bathroom of a restaurant with my mouth open under the sink.
Wow. Wow, okay. Well, that's different from your story last Friday night when you went out partying and your mouth was open over... No, that wasn't you. That was somebody else. That was high school. No, that was college. I don't know what I'm talking about. I better shut up while I'm ahead. Too late. I'm already done. Thank you all for being here. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Tomorrow, back with more advanced medicine and Dr. Bitar. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.